This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Because, you know, how are you going to get informed? How are you going to get a clue? And if you think you're going to do it all alone, you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you now, you're wrong. You cannot do it. You need help. And I need help. I reach out to other people for help on a regular basis. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million stories up there. Let our writers know how much you like them, how much you appreciate them, appreciate what they're putting up. And again, I do appreciate the time that you spend. Let's get back at this. This is just making me nuts. Again, head over. We'll put a link up later on the website. On the 7 Say It deal for August 27th. If you're in the Los Angeles area on August 27th, I think it's a Saturday, there's a show at 2, a show at 5. It's the El Portal Theater in North Hollywood, California. Do not miss out on this. Seriously. Evan Say It is a good guy. He's another one of the fighters for the conservative cause. He gets in front of millions of people. People that normally wouldn't go listen to a comedian, a conservative commentator, may go listen to a comedian. And he does a great job at it. So please get it. I'll pop it up here somewhere at some point. All right, so it's already up there. What do I know? All right, so it's already up on the website. It's already up on Facebook. Go ahead and head over there and make your reservations. Hey, listen, it's free. I don't know how to make it any easier for you. It is free. I forgot what I was talking about. I lost my mind. Oh, the grandmother. This is a great story. A grandmother with an AK-47 or whatever it is. What do they call those things? AR-15, our version. Looks like an AK-47. Maybe she has it from her husband. Maybe he was like in World War I. Anyway, the story goes on to say that she saved cops from being attacked by a street gang. Hopefully this is true. But anyway. I get nailed on a regular basis. See, what are you doing? You're going to fall out of your chair.
I'm checking you.
I sent you a link to the story. You can look it up close and personal. The Los Angeles officers of the LAPD received some totally unexpected backup yesterday during a firefight with local gang members in the Watts neighborhood. What was that movie with Clint Eastwood? The one you don't want to watch because he dies in the end. You know what I'm talking about? The Gran Torino, right? Great movie. When the gang's fighting on his front lawn, he comes out with a gun. You just got to love it. So the LAPD received some totally unexpected backup yesterday during a firefight with local gang members in Watts, the neighborhood, as an elderly lady with an assault rifle showed up and scared the criminals away. How embarrassing that's got to be, though, right, for the cops? You know, can you imagine getting back to the station and all of them going, Grandma, I didn't save you? Well, what's wrong with you guys? Couldn't protect yourselves? Officers Ricardo Cordova and Frank Cho were responding to a call concerning presumed drug deal in the parking lot when they came under fire from, I can't imagine these goons firing at cops. So they came under fire from the members of a local street gang. The policemen rapidly found themselves in a perilous situation, being inferior to their attackers in both numbers and firepower. You know, we had this years ago, about 15 years ago. We had maybe even longer than that. Heck, you and I have been, it was longer than that. It was got to be 20, 22 years ago. And there was a bank in Los Angeles that was robbed, and the robbers were wrapped in Kevlar and had semi-automatic rifles. Now, they obviously were younger, they were younger people, and they kept that firefight going on for hours. They had a boatload of ammunition, and they were shooting up cars. When the policemen showed up, they were shooting up police cars, putting all kinds of holes in them. Now, the cops eventually had to do two things. There was a gun store, I think it was four blocks from where the place was being robbed. They went in and grabbed all the automatic, commandeered all the automatic weapons in there from the store owner, and as much ammunition as they could get their hands on. And then they had to use an armored truck from one of the banks to pull their people out of the line of fire to be able to get close enough to do anything. It was a made-for-movie thing. And I think I knew one of the police officers that was shot. He was actually a pastor, a part-time pastor at one of the churches we went to. And now, fortunately for the cops, the 79-year-old Wendy Robinson was watching the event from her kitchen window and sitting there with a cigarette in her hand going, oh, wow, they look like they might be in trouble. The elderly woman equipped herself with her personal bulletproof vest and an AK-47 assault rifle and ran to the officer's rescue, firing more than 160 rounds in the direction of the assailants.
This is not real. There's no way.
Yeah, you know what? See, I've been nailed like this before. You got to check this to see if this is a real story or not. I can see it happening, though. Not 160 rounds. But I'm sure there's a whole bunch of old ladies out there in the part. What? There's no way what?
Okay, we know the gun laws in L.A. County.
Yeah.
This woman would be in jail for helping the police. There's no way you're allowed to be shooting off any kind of firearm within the city limits. There's no way. Within the county limits. They'd put her in jail just for firing it.
Do not check this on Snopes, but I would check it.
Well, Snopes says it's a lie, but there's no other...
I don't believe Snopes.
I know you don't, but there's no other... Nobody else is covering this. Nobody has covered it. It's a big honking
this
zero.
This is why I can't trust you people and send me stories during the break.
Well,
anyway, I'm
LA
Joe Messina.
LA County, you can't trust.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting and having a good old time. At least I'm having a good old time with or without you. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, listen, for those of you who have been listening for a while, I've been talking about that Evan Sayet event. Please head over to his website, evansayet.com. If you can't figure out how to spell that, maybe you shouldn't be driving. But I'll do it anyway. EvanSayet.com. All right? EvanSayet.com. Ain't that hard. Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, I should know better. Okay? I should know better than to... Some of you guys are real boneheads. I mean, why do you send me... I know, because you think it's funny to catch me, right? But then you complain after that. I don't talk about your stuff. You're tired of sending stuff. And this is why I don't do it right away sometimes. I look at something and go, hey, I like that stuff. Maybe not. Right? I'm tired of getting bit. Because there's a lot of people just waiting. They're hanging. Believe it or not, they're hanging on my every word. So they can nail me. Okay? So I was looking for these sayings. You know, the words that people are called and you know, where they came from and, slang, I guess slang. Like, when I was a kid growing up, I heard terms like, hey, look, if you're offended by these, go check yourself somewhere else. I don't know what to tell you. I grew up with terms like Dago and Guinea and Greaseball and that kind of stuff as pertains to Italians. And I never really, I was talking to somebody about something. I said, I don't know where that stuff comes from. I don't really have a clue. And I don't care. When I grew up, one of my uncles who was like a father to me, and most of my uncles were like dads to me. We all grew up so close together and under each other so much that, or with each other so much, it was like having your parents around all the time, even if it was only your aunts and uncles. And I'm sure many of you grew up as well like that. So one of the words I did not spell, so I went looking for it. I had no idea that Italians were so beat up on when it came to this kind of, and I'm sure all groups do, don't get me wrong. Right? So I just have some of them and the meanings behind them. The black dagos. Now, you know, dago is a term used for Italians. It was slang for Italian, originally coming from Spain. Dago was a common name in Italy at the time, or Diego was a common name in Italy at the time. This slang was first used in line with the word WAP. Right? But black dagos were Sicilians, because Sicilians do have black, as they say, black blood, black beauty, whatever you want to call it. You go look at the history of the island of Sicily, and it had plenty of periods, times when blacks dominated in Sicily. They were called brown pants or brown shirts at times, and it came from the GIs in World War II, when it was the color of their pants were turned brown when they see the GIs, and because they would go to the bathroom in their pants. In the battlefield. That's where that came from. Burnt pizza. That was a slur aimed at the dark-skinned Italians. Let me see. I like this stuff. Let's see. Garlic breath? Really? Seriously? If you eat a lot of garlic, I mean, that's not a bad one. Gino Ginzo, I heard that one a lot too. Right? Goomba, that's an easy one. It's from the Italian word Campari, pronounced Kumpa, meaning a close friend, considered a slur when used by non-Italians to describe an Italian male. Did I send you the link for this yet? I'm enjoying this. If you don't, you can listen to something else from it. Greaseball! That was the one I heard all the time. Grape stomper. Greaseball was multiple origins, the most common origins, the most common being that Italian people supposedly had abnormally oily skin. Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
guinea pig. Wow. That's disgusting. Referring to an overweight Italian. Then there's Guido. That would be a northern term referring to Italians who try to portray themselves as mafia men. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I'm not going. You notice I'm not hitting them all? Are you nuts? We'd be here all night long. Let me see. Oh, no, I can't use that one. Some of the stuff is just bad. Rizzo. Rizzo's pasta sauce was, they used to advertise on dumpsters. Who was the marketing guy who did that one? Hey, you know what? Every place has a dumpster. Let's put the ad on dumpsters all around the city. Yeah. Spaghetto. are Italians who act black. Don't even get that one. I don't have to. Let me see. Oh, hey, a Wonder Bread Whop. That would be... it's used by Italians to describe Italians who are more assimilated into the Northern American culture. Let me see. And then last but not least, we'll do WAP. And it was a high-class Italian standard for without papers. It started when there was a big Italian immigration to the U.S., and many were coming in illegally without papers. Also could mean working on pavement. Or revert to guapo, pronounced wapo. A slang Neapolitan dialect. You know, it's no different in these other countries. When you travel around this country, people from New England can barely understand what people in the South are saying. And people from the South, you know, you go to the Midwest, you're lost there. You go to Chicago, it's a whole different dialect there as well. When I came to California, I thought you guys spoke perfect English. You know, coming from Boston and everything. So it was a whole different, you know, mindset. And don't think it's the same. My grandmother, I mean, they spoke Italian in Sicily. They spoke Italian in you know, mainland Italy. And my grandmother, these people couldn't understand each other. It was really quite interesting when you heard them talk. So anyhow, again, I don't know if you guys heard this story. About the NATO commander. Do I have enough time to do this? Maybe. If I don't, I'll do it anyway. I guess I don't. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Lucini, your host. The one of the top NATO commanders agrees with Mr. Trump about what we need to do to stop, how to deal with the refugees. I'm Joe Lucini. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight.
With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of One Life. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime...
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, do be part of the conversation, seriously. The only way to get informed is whether you agree with me or not, listen to the other side. Maybe you kind of agree with me, but you don't know how to approach it. I've been told to do a pretty good job at laying it down so you can have a fairly normal conversation with somebody else. Right? So they get it and you get it. I don't know. You got to engage. You heard us talking earlier. Go back and get the first hour if you have a chance. And we talked about what it would take, what you need to do to get involved, engage, and change the education system. Change what it is they're teaching your kids in school. But you got to engage. You can't win unless you engage. Anyhow, where was I? What was I going to talk about? Oh, there you go, the NATO commander. So apparently, amid the, you know, everything else that Donald Trump says, all the nasty stuff he says, he's a bad guy, a terrible guy, hasn't got a clue, unfit. Do you realize that the Dems have called every one of our presidential candidates unfit? Every one of them. So I don't care anymore. They wear these words thin. Now, amid the controversy over Donald Trump, Trump's demand that NATO nations meet the financial obligations before they expect the United States to defend them, NATO's top commander says he agrees. It's important for the alliance members to pay their bills. Now, we've had this argument here, right? You got the United Nations, you got NATO. You know who pays the biggest portion of the United Nations bills? We do. You know, we're one of 100 and some odd countries, and we pay the biggest portion of it. Right? They're here in this country. We defend them in this country. Right? They're in our building, so to speak. They're on our land. And we pick up the biggest part of the bill. And most of you you love the UN. Most of you loons love the UN. You know, I always find it interesting that when the UN starts, with a couple of months ago, a month and a half ago, they came out with some reports, and they accused Israel of being the biggest perpetrator against women and women's rights. Now, I don't know when the last time you guys, if you can find me a story, send it to me. I'm curious. But when was the last time you read a story about the Jews, or Israel in particular, stoning a woman to death for adultery or refusing to marry someone? When was the last, I'm just curious. When was the last time you heard that? When was the last time you heard about an Israeli woman being pre-whipped by a Jewish soldier? Right? Just so she would understand what it was like. I read the story the other day. It was so they were the Palestinians, the radical Islamists were beating women or pre-beating women so that they would understand that if they were out alone without a man and they got picked up and became a sex slave of some other group, this is what would happen to them. I guess they do believe that experience is the best teacher. We'll whip them and rape them so you understand what it's like should you get picked up on the street without a man around and get picked up as a sex slave, right? Even though they have sex slaves. So the UN goes down this road of simply calling out Israel for all these things that they don't do. Not a word about the other stuff. Not a word about, you know, the Saudis. Not a word about the Iranians. Not a word about the Afghanis. Not a word about, you know, what goes on in Islam to women. Not a word. But the Jews are the ones that keep women depressed. Oppressed, under their thumbs. Wow. That's cool. Again, as I keep telling you, I have no grasp of the English language because I don't understand words like oppression and bigotry and all that. Apparently I don't because it never fits. What I've been taught never seems to fit. So anyway, the NATO commander is in an interview with the Aspen Security Forum. Army General Curtis Scaparotti, I should know, I should be able to do that, right? Scaparotti said in it's something he regularly discusses with other countries. What I tell them typically is that, look, we have a people and a Congress with a tough budget as well. So as a leader of another country, you have to put your share into this. You have to do that because when I go back to testify to Congress, I get asked these questions, he said. Now, pressuring NATO members to meet their commitments in a position Trump has not backed off of. Now, look, every year when we get the reports, pretty much every nation on the face of this planet that belongs to the UN, I mean belongs to NATO, or every country that belongs to NATO, doesn't pay their fair share. Or their fair share. They have a bill for their fair share, but they don't pay it. I'll put it that way. Not that they don't pay their fair share. But they don't pay the bill. So what do? Do you throw them out? Well, you can't do that. They'd never do that. Because then you'd lose the nation that helps protect. You know, I love it. You realize that you people realize that when they talk about troops, you know, there's 50 troops, there's 100 troops. That's 100 men or 100 women or whatever. And if you pay attention, you look at the list sometimes. I've done it before. I just never really talk about it. You'll see these little podunk countries. I think they got like 2,000 people in them or something. And they say, you know, this country of Zimbabwe, they said 8 troops. You're thinking, really, what are they? Like, they're the guys that clean the toilets or take the gas out to the troops? 8 guys? Really? What?
We put those on the front.
Yeah. What, to test the bulletproof vests? I got a job for you. Put this vest on. You see where that noise is coming from over there? I want you to run along the front as fast as you can and come back. I want to check out the vest afterward. If you don't come back, we don't need the vest back. It's okay. We know it didn't work. So pressuring NATO members to meet their commitments is a position Trump has not backed off, despite criticism from Democrats. You know, this is that same argument they had with Reagan, remember? He was a cowboy diplomacy, it's not going to work. When they said, when Reagan told them to tear down the wall, told the Soviets that they needed to tear down the wall, the Dems went out of their minds, we're going to be in World War III, we're going to have this problem, that problem, the other problem. Guess the problem, the only problem we had was getting the cement out of there fast enough as they were tearing the walls down. That's the only problem we had. Anyway, now despite criticism from the Democrats and some national security experts who argue it sends the wrong message. Yes, they must be Democrats, right? It sends the wrong message that tells you need to pay your bills. That's the wrong message. It could embolden Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's already seized territory in Ukraine, which is not a NATO member, right? I mean, they get confused with this stuff. Now, speaking in Miami last week, or this was about a week or so ago, Trump said, I think that NATO's great, but it's got to be modernized. And he's right. Countries that we're protecting, they have to pay what they're supposed to be paying. They have to put up the money. They have to put up the resources, like they say. Scaparotti, NATO's supreme commander, says, as of now, only 5 of the 28. Yeah, go ahead. You can actually count those on one hand. 5 of the 28 NATO nations are meeting their pledge. Come on, are you listening? 5. The pledge is to spend at least 2% of their gross domestic product on defense. I will guarantee you that if we go looking at this, that NATO is defending many of those countries that don't pay any money to it. Because they don't have the big militaries that needed to do that. And yes, it does. It takes a strong and large military to be able to keep the peace. Yeah. See, you have to have the ability to annihilate. Nobody's going to pick on the big guy in the playground, right? It doesn't mean he goes around beating up everybody. He's just big enough to pull it off. They're also supposed to spend 20% of that on major weapons systems and equipment. Only 3 countries have met the goal, the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Poland. 2 more, Greece and Estonia, spend 2% on defense, but not the 20% on major systems. Greece has got no money. They're spending somebody else's money, probably. Without mentioning his name, Scaparotti agreed with Trump's point that without all countries in the alliance paying their fair share, it can't be military. Yeah, you know, if you don't have the money to buy the weapons, if you don't have the money to get what you need together or what have you, how are they supposed to protect anybody? It's almost impossible. So, we call the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the NATO Charter, which specifies the attack on members as an attack on all, must be ironclad. They can't do that without the money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. With a language we all understand. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. Stevie, if you guys head up to YouTube, right, you click, you search for Stevie Wonder or you do whatever you do. There's a clip of him talking to a couple of guys and having a good time and all that stuff. And then what he does is they must have rehearsed this a million times because he walks right over to a car, opens the door, gets in the driver's side, and starts the car up. And the other guy reluctantly gets in the passenger side. And he's looking at Stevie, he's going, are you sure about this? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm sure about this. Look, I've been blind since birth. I know how to do this. And I almost lost it. I was laughing so hard. I don't laugh that hard at those things, but that was hilarious. So I don't know if it's that easy to find. I tripped over it, but it was pretty funny. Anyway. All right, so the next story is kind of sick and sad. All right? And I want you to, if you can't handle it, then you just change the station. That really that simple. Or mute it for a while. But this is a story that came out a couple days ago. And it's a group of people that I have supported in the past and, you know, continue to support. I've done their stories. I've actually, what was her name? Lila, I can't think of her name. Lily. Lila Rose. He was actually one of the first interviews I ever did. And she got, not because of me, but she got so busy that she just can't get a hold of her almost anymore. Almost impossible. But we don't hear about this stuff enough. We kind of skirt these issues. And we don't want to talk about it because they make people uncomfortable. Well, I want to make you as uncomfortable as humanly possible. Seriously. Because I want you to get so sick of this stuff that you're willing to be outraged, and outraged enough to speak to it. So there was a woman who... now, come on, think about this. She was 20 weeks pregnant. If you want to see a picture... I wonder if I can do this. No, I can't do it. If you want to see a picture of what a 20-week-old baby looks like, yeah, and yes, it's a baby at that point. All right, they've had children born at 21 weeks make it through and survive and live on to a happy life. So it's not far-fetched for this one. So a woman at 20 weeks pregnant with twins had an abortion. Because, you know, they don't do this stuff, though, right? Late term, yeah. You know, I don't know if this is one day a month, one day a year, what have you, at an Orlando Women's Center. They have an abortion day, a late term abortion day. What does that mean? I mean, are there special ways to get rid of the baby parts?
Probably only certain doctors can do it.
Oh, there you go. So there are only certain doctors that come in to do it. Are probably in strictly on those days. The writer goes on and says, when I first started visiting the sidewalks of abortion clinics to pray and minister, I had no idea that the late-term abortions were even legal. I remember hearing about the partial birth abortion. We've done stories about that. They still happen, though. Right? There's an abortion ban in some places, not all. I don't know how anybody with a heartbeat, has a late-term or partial birth abortion. I don't even know how you can do that. Anyway, the shock I can't even begin to describe, the writer says, my feelings when I first counseled on late-term day. These girls are so pregnant, I kept thinking to myself, of course, that's silly since there's no such thing as being a little pregnant. But I couldn't get over the size of their beautiful belly so full of life. These women had felt their babies kick. Many of them even know the sex of the child. And this is sometimes the reason for the abortion. Now, I've done stories about this. Where abortions were being done because of the sex of the child. They already had three boys. They didn't want another one. They already had three girls. They didn't want another one. They've carried these babies for 6 months. They're over halfway done. Right? I mean, they've seen and heard the heartbeat. They've seen the fingers, the toes, the nose, the ears, the eyeballs. The writer says, I just cried and cried. I couldn't even speak at first. Not only is the size of their bellies overwhelming, but the hardness of their hearts is just as shocking. I've been telling you guys for a long time. Making this illegal won't stop it. It is an issue of the heart. They don't understand. They don't get it. And they're so selfish. They don't understand the difference. The writer goes on to say, I began to think of the family members, friends, coworkers that these girls knew who were pregnant. She says, our society is so lacking of accountability that they'll return to their lives and no one will think it's a problem. The first Wednesday, my friend John posted a picture of the girl who arrived at the OWC to abort her twin baby girl. She already had daughters and didn't want any more. She was about 20 weeks along, but because she was pregnant with twins, she had a big belly. Within a few hours, the picture went viral. I began to get phone calls and emails from friends who had no idea this was going on. Many offered financial help, and many offered to adopt her babies. See, we've got to the point now where adoption is taboo. You don't give away your kids. No, you kill them. Right? You just kill them. It's easier that way. Let that sink in for a minute. Have you talked to anybody about an abortion? Have you known anybody who's had an abortion? Have you known anybody who's thinking about having an abortion? Have you taken time out to talk to them about it? So many offered her financial help. Many offered to adopt her babies. Thousands of people were hoping this was a hoax. And that thought that what she was doing was illegal. The writer said, I found myself repeating over and over and over again, abortion is legal in America up to the day you give birth. In fact, in our nation's capital, there are doctors who specialize in abortions this late in pregnancy. One of those doctors has been working with a suspended license for several years. Well, nobody's going to stop him. He's an abortion doctor. Why would you do that? The partial birth abortion ban only stopped the use of that procedure late in a woman's pregnancy. Now, as long as the baby is dismembered before removing he or she from the womb, it's perfectly legal. Look up the laws in your state. Keep in mind that any state that has exceptions for the health of the mother can mean that if a woman... Look, this is true. If the woman feels that her health is in danger in any way, shape, manner, or form, yeah, she can have an abortion right during going into labor. And it was one we talked about in New York where they let a baby die afterward after it was born. And when it got in front of the court said it is basically that it's not a person until the mother says it's a person. And that's why I said, you know, my piece on why do women get to play God? It hits a home run with this one. Now, a late-term abortion starts at around $2,000, go up to $15,000, depending on how far along a woman is in her pregnancy. So, you know what? The mafia does it cheaper than this. Mafia hits are a lot less expensive. Now, go ahead and get mad at me. It's the same thing. What's the difference? Right, so what's the difference between your mafia taking somebody out because they're unwanted, unloved, uncared about, going to get in the way of somebody's life? And this. The writer goes on to say, I've been to a Holocaust museum in Washington, D.C. They have piles and piles of hair shaved off of Jews in concentration camps. They have millions of pairs of shoes belonging to children who were killed simply because they were Jewish. The pictures of thousands of dead bodies piled on top of each other are shocking and appalling. At one point, I decided I couldn't look anymore. I was disgusted that this could happen without a revolution rising to overthrow a government that would accept murder as a status quo. The abortion is no different than the Holocaust. She goes on to say, what if we had bodies of the 50 million babies that were piled up on top of each other in a museum somewhere? What if we took all the clothes that they will never wear and toys that they'll never play with and piled them up somewhere? Now, after the Holocaust ended, German civilians were taken to the Buchenwald concentration camp to see the atrocities that happened there. So they wouldn't just be stories. They wanted people to actually see what their government was doing so they wouldn't let it happen again. So you know that Planned Parenthood has fought, what do they call sonograms? Is that the right? When they're doing pictures of the baby? So Planned Parenthood is fighting some of the states that require sonograms before an abortion. Now, one of the reasons they require the sonograms is that many of these abortion clinics will tell somebody they're pregnant when they're not and charge for it. But they don't want a sonogram done. Why do you think that is? You think when the mother's laying there and she actually sees the heartbeat, sees the head, toes, fingers, I can't tell you how many people change their minds when they see that. We can't have that because then they don't make any money. And while all this is happening, where's the church in all of this? How involved is the church out at these pregnancy centers? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time you spend with me. Go up to the website where you can find the shows. I call my classic podcast. You can check out the shows. If you want to see the videos, they're up there as well, too. Lots happening up on the website. Hey, have a great rest of the day, and thanks for listening.